Blog Talk Radio.
I'm home.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit. To that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him.
Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries. We are destroying the yoke of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your guest host, Missionary Terry Rogers, which I'm filling in for Dr. Marie Terry, who is President and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, as well as the host of this blog. Announcements for today. Look for Amazing Grace School of Ministry to start classes soon. Information will be coming soon. Dr. Maria Carey will be speaking at Redeeming Grace Church of God in Christ, March 17, 2019, at 4 p.m., located at 11801 South Sangamon. Dr. Carey would love for you to meet her there. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584 on any of the announcements you have heard on today. Tune in for this new series, and the topic is God's Power to Help Hurting People. And today we're going to be talking about standing in the day of adversity. Hebrews 4, 12 through 13, and this is the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power. It's making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life to the soul and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing, sifting, analyzing, judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. We are living in a world of adversity. There are problems on every hand. When you look at the news, you see the signs of a perilous time. There is violence everywhere, but not just violence, but natural disasters. So how do we respond when bad things happen to good people? Proverbs 24 and 10, King James Version says, if thou say in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Adversity is a state of hardship, misfortune, calamity, or distress. An unfortunate event or circumstances. It can be small things like leaving your keys at home or failing a test. However, it can also be huge obstacles like a loved one dying or coming home to see that your house has been in a tragic fire, coming home to see your house burglarized, as well as any unnecessary or unforeseen trouble resulting from an unfortunate event can cause you a great amount of suffering and distress. Just this week, a family was killed in Joliet where a murder suicide happened, where the man killed his family and then took his own life. Be clear, God hates murder. Adversity is anything that will make your life harder. So this family will have to cope with this traumatic trauma. Every problem in life can be described as adversity. However, it's how we look at these obstacles that make life easier or harder. If you have the ability to trust God in the times of adversity instead of allowing the feelings of depression or fear to take over, God did not say that we would not have problems in this life, but that he would be with us. Just last week we stated that God would never leave you nor forsake you. Romans 8:35-39, the King James Version. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God allows adversity, anguish, trials, tribulations, and heartaches to be valuable lessons of experiences in our lives. These adversities can bring us to a higher level of insight and understanding. They can also change our perception or views of the world around us and our relationship with God. Adversity can change our behavior. The Bible tells us to be joyful when we encounter trials, James 1:2, because it increases our faith in God. James 1:2-4 says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect results, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. The Lord is the ultimate teacher, and we must look to him for the meaning of the lessons he has given us from adversity. We have to be willing to acknowledge that the adversity that we are going through can bring about something positive in our lives. We also need to remember that God desires for adversity to have a good and beneficial purpose in making us more like Jesus Christ. Here are just a few problems in our lives what causes adversity. One is sickness, whether it is that of a family member or an individual being diagnosed with cancer or some other serious illness. Secondly, financial problems can cause adversity. For example, being laid off your job, the job closing, or moving out of state, or just getting fired. Another type of adversity is having family trouble or even problems in your marriage, infidelity, or even divorce. The Bible is our guideline. When dealing with adversities, we cannot face the problem in our own strength, but it must be in the strength of God. When going through adversity, we must apply the following tools. One, faith. The Bible states that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is crucial when going through adversity. The word in Romans 10:17 states that faith cometh by hearing. So the more we read and study, then we allow the word of God to take action in us. Romans 10:17, King James Version says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is the strong belief or trust in someone or something. Hebrews 11:1-3, this is the New King James Version. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Then we understand the Bible when it states that we are more than a conqueror through Christ, which strengthens us. Romans 8, 37 and 38, King James Version. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. Therefore, we have overcome the world and the adversities we face according to 1 John 5 and 4. 1 John 5 and 4, King James Version, reads, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Another tool to apply to adversities we face is love. Romans 8, 28 reads, and we know that all things works together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. On last week, we ended the series on Love Brought Me Home, Forgiven in Love, Back Right. Love is the key that unlocks our hearts and allows us to forgive others who have hurt and wounded us. The Bible tells us to pray for them because in doing so, God heals those wounds that have been inflicted on us. Another tool to apply is to trust God. Trust is the assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. One is which confidence is placed on something's future or contingent to hope. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. 2 Samuel 22 and 3, King James Version. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. 2 Samuel 22:30-32, King James Version. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust him. But who is God, save the Lord? And who is a rock, save our God? Characteristic of unbelief in the time of trouble that would increase your suffering. One, fear. And we all know that fear, Isaiah 41 and 10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. 2, discouragement and despair will cause sadness and lost hope. Deuteronomy 1, 28, whither shall we go up? Our brothers have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and welled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of Anakim there. And we know that the sons of Anakim also was back with David and Goliath, giants. But however, in David's atlas, when he went towards with Goliath, the Lord brought him out. So remember, God is always with us. 3, little faith in God. 28, if then God so clothes the grass, which is the day in the field, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? 4, to doubt God. We've heard the saying, if you doubt, you'll be without. Matthew 14:31, King James Version. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? In conclusion, in times of adversity, we must allow God to take control. We overcome adversity by walking in the word and speaking it, speaking the word over every situation in our lives. Our first response to adversity should be to open the Bible and ask God to speak to us. God will speak to us by his word, giving us encouragement, direction, comfort, and if need be, correction. We must also stand on firm faith in his word, as the Bible stated in Hebrews 11:1-3. And this is the New King James Version. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. God is omnipresent, meaning he's everywhere. Proverbs 15:3 states that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil as well as the good. Nothing catches God off guard. When we look at the sins of this world and the fact that this world continues to be drawn farther and farther away from the principles by which God has set, then there continues to be much more affliction. The sin of this world continues to wax worse, therefore, creating more adversity. Men are lovers of themselves, full of hatred, and the heart is wicked and deceitful. How can we survive the pain, the adversities of this world? The sudden loss of a loved one, the job that overworks us, and then they expect us to do twice the work with less to pay. The child that is hooked on drugs or murdered or killed, or that child that is disconnected from their parents. Psalms 34:19 states, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of the crying throughout pain, but there's joy in the morning if we could just hold on and trust God. In the midst of our trials and in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our problems, in the midst of our tears, we must remember that God is omnipotent. His omnipotence means that he is all-powerful, having more than enough strength to do anything to see us out of any problems, to wipe all of our tears away, and to keep us on the straight and the narrow path. It does not matter that Satan tries to throw at us, God is still yet in control. Jeremiah 32:17, English Standard Version. Our Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you, our deliverer, as the word states in 2 Samuel 22:2. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. God's power to help hurting people standing in the day of adversity, Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And we know that God has all power in his hand, and he knows how to help people that are hurting. Now let's take a look back at one of the opening scriptures, Proverbs 24 and 10. And I'm going to read this from the Message version. The Message version says, if you fall to pieces in a crisis that wasn't much to you in the first place, good word. In the day of adversity, we are more likely to faint, to droop and be discouraged. Our spirits sink, and then our hands hang down, and our knees grow feeble, and we become unfit for anything. And often, those that are most cheerful when they are well drooped most and are most disheartened when anything troubles them is the evidence that our strength is small and is a means of weakening it more. It is a sign that thou art not a man of any resolution, any firmness of thought, any consideration, any faith, for that is the strength of a soul. If thou canst not bear up under any afflictive change of thy condition, some of us are so feeble that they can bear nothing. If a trouble does but touch them, come on, Job 4 and 5. Nay, if it does but threaten them, they faint immediately and are ready to give up all for God. And by this means, they render themselves unfit to grapple with their trouble and unable to help themselves. But let's be of good courage, therefore, and God shall strengthen thy heart. We may not understand why adversities happen, but know that there is a purpose, and that is to make us holy and useful for his glory. God bless. Meet me here on next week for more in this series on God's power to help hurting people. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we humbly come before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Lord God, sins that we knowingly and unknowingly committed. We thank you for who you are, because you are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the Prince of peace, and you are the everlasting Father. Lord, you are the true and living God, and there is none other like you. Lord, I'm lifting Dr. Carey and the listeners that are on live up before you on today. Lord, look on our pastors, our families, the bishops, and all the people of God. Lord, we thank you for this series, Power to Help Hurting People. Lord, help us to stand in the day of adversity. We cannot do it without your help. Keep us in the center of your will. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed Dr. Carey to share with me. I thank you for those that are not able to tune in. Let them tune in on next week. Thank you, Lord, for this blog that Dr. Carey has put in place. I thank you for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. Again, Father, look on Dr. Carey and be with her on today. Be with us in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to the Amazing Grace Ministries Radio Blog Talk with Dr. Maria Carey. And standing in for her today is yours truly, Missionary Terry Rogers. If you have any questions, comments, or remarks, you can call or text Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584. Again, that's 309-750-7584. Tune in on next week, and Dr. Carey will be live at the same time. Enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.